Assalamu alaikum, boys and girls, and of course to all the mummies and daddies listening tonight. Welcome to Tuesday's Bedtime Stories, stories from the Holy Quran. Now, I've been told by many of you that you all like to join in when we say this is your Masjid Quba. So tonight, I would really like you and me to say this together. On the count of three, are we ready? One, two, three. This is your Masjid Quba. MashaAllah, fantastic. Well done, everyone. Tonight's wonderful bedtime story is all about our Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Okay, boys and girls, fasten your seatbelts and off we go. Long, long ago, about 4,000 years ago, in a faraway land of Iraq, a boy named Ibrahim alayhi salam was born in the village of Ur. He was such a kind and pure-hearted person that Allah gave him great understanding when he was just a child, and Allah made Ibrahim alayhi salam his best friend. Ibrahim alayhi salam loved Allah more than anything in this world. In time, Allah had made Ibrahim alayhi salam a great prophet. When the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was a little boy, he used to think a lot. He wanted to know who made the world, and he wanted to know what the truth really was. So the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam set out on a journey. He wanted to find the Lord of the world. This Lord would become his Lord too. So off Ibrahim alayhi salam went. It started on a deep, dark night. The sky above him had already blackened, and the stars were sparkling brightly. When the Prophet saw this light, he shouted with joy.
"This star is so beautiful,"
he said.
"This has to be my Lord."
But after some time, the sun started to rise. The stars in the sky began to fade. The Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam thought to himself,
"It can't be true. I must be wrong. My Lord would never leave like this."
Then the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam continued to wander and wander through the land. Another night came and the moon appeared. It shone so gently in the distance. Once more, Ibrahim alayhi salam shouted with joy.
"This moon is so beautiful,"
he said.
"This has to be my Lord."
But after some time, the morning light came. The moon disappeared.
"It can't be true. I must be wrong,"
he thought to himself.
"My Lord would never leave like this."
Then the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam continued to wander and wander through the land. Soon the sun started to shine. Its golden beams covered the earth. Once more, Ibrahim alayhi salam shouted with joy.
"This sun is so beautiful,"
he said.
"This has to be my Lord."
But after some time, it became dark and the sun disappeared. Its golden beams went and there was darkness.
"It can't be true. I must be wrong. My Lord would never leave like this,"
said the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam continued to walk and walk through the land. But this time he looked more carefully than he had done ever before. He saw the flowers breathe slightly and the trees swayed lightly. Clouds drifted slowly and creatures scuttled quickly. Suddenly, a new thought came to mind.
"My Lord is the Lord of the world and he is the Lord of everything. He made the sky, the sun and the earth. He made the stars, the moon and the seas."
Boys and girls, can you think of anything Allah has made? Wow, that's a good one. Oh yeah, brilliant. Well done, some fantastic answers there. I can think of some as well. Allah made the mountains, the trees, and lots of toys, mashallah. And once more, the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam shouted with joy.
"Allah is my Lord, and I am not wrong, for he has never left me alone."
Then Ibrahim alayhi salam knew that this was the truth, because Allah took care of all of us, took care of you and me. Subhanallah. Now, just to end this story tonight, we're going to do a little prayer from the Holy Quran. رَبِّ اجْعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاءِ. The meaning of this is, Lord, grant that I may keep up the prayer, and so may my offspring. My Lord, accept my prayer. Shall we say Ameen together? Ameen. MashaAllah. What a wonderful story. Now, there is a lot to learn about the life of our Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. So inshallah, we will carry on this great story on Friday. So what have we learnt from tonight's story, boys and girls? Okay, parents, are you keeping tabs? Are you listening? Okay, fantastic. Oh yeah, brilliant. Wow, you're really on point tonight, boys and girls. Some great answers coming through. Well done. Well, what I have learnt is that Allah looks after everything, and we cannot do anything without the help of Allah. Now, boys and girls, before we finish tonight, we need to do two things. Do you remember what the first thing is, boys and girls? That's right. We must thank Allah for everything He has given us. Are we ready? Thank you, Allah. And now, in Arabic, Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah, well done everyone. And the second thing is that we read the bedtime dua. Shall we all pray together? Okay. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. MashaAllah, that was great. Now boys and girls, remember to pray the kalima with your mummy and daddy. MashaAllah, well done. Now, it's time to close your eyes and go to sleep. You've been a wonderful crowd tonight, alhamdulillah. I really hope you can join us for the next bedtime story on Friday. Over and out, this is your Masjid Quba. Assalamu alaikum.